Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, sitting in for both, well, sitting in the big chair for both Fred Penny, who's on assignment, and Denise Dirks, who is on assignment.
So now this is the sixth month. Does that mean we won't be 6 months until the end of July, because that's the beginning of the seventh, right?
Well, hold on. All of January, February, June.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
This is
right,
the beginning of the seventh month.
Wow. So how about that, huh?
Did you just try to pull a math? Did you just try to debunk my math?
It was a bad mistake, Todd.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, look, I was a foreign language major in college. They didn't make me take math.
January.
Yeah, okay. Cal's out there. Like, all right, I'm going to have to pull off my socks to use my toes to count. That voice you hear is Cal Hunter. Cal, how you doing?
You know, Todd, I'm well. Thank you. Had a great week. I'm going to San Diego after this to go see some great-grandchildren. Very excited about that. Okay, that would be a lie.
Aren't all of your grandchildren great? I mean, are you singling them out?
Honest answer, yes.
Yes, yes, of course they are. This is a recorded show, right? Yes, they're all awesome.
Yeah, they're all wonderful, every last one of them, yeah. So it'll be fun. That'll be a good adventure. A lot of miles on the hybrid, you know, but that's good. That's what we do.
Driving down to San Diego.
Isn't that crazy?
Holy Toledo. Well, I know. Good luck, and you know, brave the heat.
Well, it was grandma's idea.
I don't know what the heat's going to be like in Southern California. We are in our neck of the woods up here. Wow. I got the emergency alert. You know, here we are, Northern California, where our studios are at. I got the emergency alert telling me that to expect temperatures between 110 and 115 over this weekend.
The all-time record in the Redding, California, where I live, is 118 degrees, and it was that for 7 days in a row. It was hot.
Yeah.
Nothing cooled down ever, even at night. Not even your car. The thermostat wouldn't even close back up. It was just hot the whole time. It was nasty.
Well, you ought to notice the new landlord's coming by. It's Satan. We're living in hell. Nuts explains why it's so hot.
I missed the whole Judgment Day thing and went straight to my destiny.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's where, okay, we're going to bring this back. That's where, dang it, I deserve due process. So we brought it back to the law.
Your Honor, please help me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then, of course, the judge says, well, that's fine. Just
show me the money.
You got the money, we can talk, right? So, Todd, how are you? You've been a busy man. You've been calling a lot of baseball games and doing a lot of legal work. You're just a busy guy.
I've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest this last week. Yeah, we got about an hour drive, 45-minute to an hour drive every time I do a baseball game, play-by-play, Marysville Drake, shout-out to them. And
how about them Drakes, huh?
And it had a couple of games this week, and last night was one of them. So, yeah, dragging a little bit and working full-time. So
now, is a Drake a male duck?
It's a duck.
I mean, is a female duck a hen? I don't know.
I have no idea. I just know that our mascot is a duck. And we have a guy on the team named Drake. So,
shush, you do not.
We do.
I love Drake
Ayala from Texas.
Now batting for the Drakes. Here's Drake. Yeah.
You couldn't script it any better. It's been a little busy, but I'll tell you, I was looking over the topics for this week. And
Speaking of busy, you could be a Supreme Court justice. You'd be busy.
This is the time of year when they start dropping all of the opinions from the arguments that they heard previously in the year. And last week, between last week and this week, there's some interesting ones. One, All right. What do you do when two people are on trial for the same crime? One person has made a statement or a confession. Can that statement be used against the other person they're charged with when neither one of them take the witness stand? We'll see what the Supreme Court says on that.
So are you saying that the other person's confession implicated the other defendant?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. Hmm. And on this particular case, in doing research, interesting tie-in to the origin of Bitcoin, and I'll get
really?
To that. Yes. What else is Supreme Court? Big decision on whether or not schools can use race-based criteria in admissions, and that is, let's just say that's upset things at Harvard and the University of North Carolina.
And you know, California has had that law for several years, and the race-based admissions in the California State University system have actually gone up as far as the minorities they were seeking, as that have actually gone up. And that was what I read yesterday anyway.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see how all of this works out.
What about keeping the Sabbath day holy?
All for it.
Somebody decides that, hey, you know, I need to be able to exercise my religious freedom. There's a case that came down from the Supreme Court that talks about that as well, that right in particular.
Seventh-day Adventist and a Jewish person, that would be Saturday, right?
That
and
is
some
correct.
Fundamentalists, just people who believe that, and others, it would be Sunday.
Yeah.
So is this an employer accommodation thing we're talking about?
Well, arises out of an employer claiming they couldn't make an accommodation or that it was that they didn't have to comply with it. By the way, the employer happened to be the United States Postal Service.
Wow.
Also, we've got, the case that won't go away. You know about the Rust case, the tragedy that happened on the set of the movie Rust in New Mexico with Alec Baldwin. And we have an update, a couple of updates about who are the remaining players and what is the status of the investigation. But also, most importantly, we have case or no case.
We do.
Cal, we're coming up here. What I'd like to do is maybe you can give us a tease as far as the...
Sure, I can.
As far as the topic is concerned. Yep. For those of you, case or no cases, where Cal tries to throw out a case to stump the panel. Today it's a panel of one, to see if the scenario he gives is actually a case or something he made up, and if it is a case, what the outcome is.
So on case or no case, coming up next, a president of the United States who said, I don't belong in the White House even as a visitor, and who wrote salty letters, shall we say, to a woman with whom he was having an affair. What became of those letters? Did his family want them in the open or hidden? And were they willing to fight for their view? That's coming up on Case or No Case after we break.
Oh, my. Well, so
by the way, extra point if you can tell me between now and we start the break who the president might be.
I have to keep track of these. I write the topics down because we post all of our shows about 2 or 3 days later. They're posted and they're searchable webcasts or podcasts on all of the podcast streaming services. And now I've got to come up with a catchy title for this case or no case, and I'm really trying to resist the case of the salty president. That just sounds wrong in and of itself. But
and yet that's exactly what it is.
Oh, lovely. Marvelous. Well, you know, I'm working on my blood pressure, so I'll try to remove as much sodium as I can from
Fair
my
enough.
Diet.
Fair enough. All right. So we will break away in a minute, and that's coming up on Case or No Case. And what case will we talk about after that when we get back, Todd?
Well, after that, when we come back, I think we're going to get right into some of these Supreme Court cases. I really, really like this one about the co-defendant statements. So we'll take a look at that and then just move it the way it goes. And if you have a comment, a question, or concern, we don't give legal advice, feel free to call us. Cal, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, will take your call. You can call us at 1-855-529-7234. That's 855-529-7234. We'd be happy to hear you weigh in.
Yeah. Want to hear what you think about what we're talking about on Radio Law Talk, which continues after we take our first break of the big broadcast on July 4th, Independence Day weekend. We'll be back on Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're back. Cal is going to try to stump me. Cal, before you give Before you lay down the scenario here for case and no case, let's go over the ground rules just a little bit, because typically when one or more of the regular co-hosts are gone, you award double points. It's how I've won the last three rounds.
I think we'll do point and a half. You get all correct, you get three. If you get the name of the president in this case, you will get double points. It'll be worth 6 points for you on this particular puzzle.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
6 points. And if you're ready, we're going to jump right in and tell folks maybe they can listen.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
This president was among the worst presidents in the United States by his own admission. He was corrupt, inept, and by his own admission did not belong in the White House even as a visitor. I'm not making that part up. He is not the most beloved of American presidential people. From 1948 to 1962, they ranked him as the least effective ever in the relatively modern presidential era. He died in the White House from a heart attack and was replaced by Silent Cal, Calvin Coolidge, and 15 years in the Senate, and while seeking his term of president, he carried on a torrid affair with a woman named Carrie Fulton Phillips. They wrote tawdry letters back and forth to each other in which the president gave pet names to his and her body parts. I'm not making this up. True story. And then, after he ran for president, she threatened to expose him if he did not somehow treat her with a plum government job, which she got. And then after he died, his family said, we don't want these letters to be public. These are private correspondence, even though he was in public office. We want the letters to be blocked. They went to a lawyer to see if they could stop them from coming out. Yes, Todd, they wanted to know if they could block the nasty letters, and do they have a case or no case. Your thought?
Good heavens.
Give me a president's name and you win 6 points if you get the case or no case right.
Well, you know, here's the problem.
I mean, now
I got to find out who was president before Coolidge. And I haven't a clue. I mean, I got a name that keeps coming in. I know it's not right, but now it's one of those things where once you get a thought in your head, until you say it and use it, that's the only thing you're going to say. So I'm just going to say Polk just for the heck of it.
Good guess.
Because,
not it, but good guess. Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that comes to my mind. And by the way, for those out there, I said, why don't you just look it up on your laptop?
Oh, no.
Well, we can't do that. That's dirty pool here at Radio Law Talk. So the question here is, could the family prevent the release of the letters? Now, you said something interesting. You said that he wrote these letters, and when he ran for president, the paramour was going to use them. So were these letters that were written before he was in public office?
Or... As he was a sitting senator.
Okay.
So he was a public official at that time.
Well, I am shocked. I am absolutely shocked.
If you read the letters, you would be.
I am shocked that a public official, a member of the Senate no less, would have dared to engage in such behavior. I can't even say that with a straight face anymore. Look, I think that, obviously, I think this is a true scenario. I know that Benjamin Franklin, apparently.
The father of our country and several others, as it turns out. Yes.
More than just a country. So Benjamin Franklin was a prolific writer to various individuals. He said he had a penchant for women that were more advanced in age, because
went to France, and I'm telling you, he just, wow, I don't know if he ever found his underpants.
Anyway. I will be the ambassador to France. Why are you speaking with the English accent? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me just tell you something. I was not trying to find electricity when I had the kite with the key.
I did it to get girls.
Yeah, and it worked.
Way, the president's name, by the way.
Yes.
Warren G. Harding. Teapot Dome scandal. He was a corrupt human being, his own admission. Yeah.
His name was Harding.
Harding.
Great. Okay.
Not Tom.
Well, so I say it's a snare, but there was no case.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
there
geez.
Was a case.
Oh,
and the family gets sort of a win. Following the death of Ms. Phillips, the family took the letters to the Library of Congress, and they held them there until this came up because they were just recently released. So now you can go to the Library of Congress and you can read the letters where the senator refers to his, you know, and her, you know, and all that. It's all right there.
So let me get this straight. They filed a lawsuit and were able to prevent the release, or what lawsuit was filed?
Well, let me see if I can get this right, because I'm having trouble seeing my screen because my eyes are going bad on me. Anyway, that a court battle that pitted Philip's daughter against Isabel against the families of Warren G. Harding. The Library of Congress publicly opened the records March 29, 2014. In subsequent legal action, the libraries joined the Hardings and received a temporary restraining order for them to not be released until July 2024. And they were just released and made publicly available. So if you want to see the machinations of an old-fashioned, barely post-Victorian era love letter that is very sexual in its nature, you can do that.
I wonder if they use the language like like Shakespeare used.
Yes, they did.
My mind doth think of thee often in glowing terms.
Only he didn't say mind. My Jameson thinks of thee. It's just
the loins yearneth for what the loins yearneth. I cannot. Oh, good heavens. Now I'm going to have to go read the letters.
Yeah, and read up on the story. It really is a fascinating piece of history.
We're coming up on our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a crime lord in the Philippines and a lawsuit or a criminal prosecution for some of his henchmen, and how the Supreme Court weighed in when we come back.
Thanks, Todd. And next hour on Case or No Case, we're going to take you to Maine, where a convenience store gets charges filed against it because it opened on Thanksgiving. Serious business. Next on Radio Law Talk, right here. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled. President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Most importantly, the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
So when we went to break, it was right on the heels of Cal and his case or no case about the love letters written by former President Warren G. Harding to his paramour, Carrie Phillips. Now, this is back. They had a relationship, apparently. This is all from my crack 5.5 minutes of research. Okay,
just don't charge me by the minute. That's all I ask. Okay, go ahead.
So they had a romantic relationship from 1905 to 1920. Yep. Can you think of something significant that happened around that same era?
You mean World War One?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Was she a sympathizer with a foreign country, they thought?
Yes. Hmm. She wrote. she was in Germany. She was German. She wrote that it would be a betrayal for the United States to side with the interests of Great Britain. She was pro-German the whole time. And there are some historians that believe that Phillips was actually a spy for Germany. And here she is. That's what makes it scary. She, you know, throw a little bit of tawdry language and activities in, and there you go. It's a James Bond film.
And pillow talk. And nasty, nasty letters. I mean.
So I started looking. There was one website, I think ABC had a posting of the top 10 sexy things that were from the love letters. And I'm not going to read what they are.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to do is say this. That if, let's put it this way, if Cardi B Pop star Cardi B with
we're writing an Emmy award-winning song.
If she were to try to claim that anybody infringed on ideas that became some of her most explicit songs, I think as a defense, those people could say, "Well, you just read the Harding letters."
Isn't it interesting, though?
Oh my! I mean, that's just and interesting names too. But you know that has
exactly
yes
subject him to blackmail. This is another reason that in our government we want people to be pristine, free from affairs, free from anything that could lead them to blackmail or someone coming through the back door and unduly influencing government.
Yeah, we want that. However,
it doesn't work.
Well, here's the thing with that, you know, and I get that, and I'm certainly not advocating for less than, you know, moral and good behavior. But the other side of that coin, the double edge of that sword is imposing upon people the standard of, okay, you've got to be perfect in order to be in government life. And nobody's perfect, and everybody has something that, regardless of what it is, objectively, subjectively, they're embarrassed by. And if it comes out, now you end up with a government run by not the most pristine people, but by people that are the best at hiding it. And that becomes problematic.
Another one that stuck with me is during the Clinton administration, a potential cabinet appointee was interviewed. And he said, "I experimented with drugs." And the FBI agent, in a moment of cleverness, said, "Well, what were your conclusions?"
It cracks me up when people say, "Well, I experimented. Did you put on a lab coat? Can't you well, you know, before I inhale that marijuana, let me put on the white lab coat and get the protective goggles. Do we have the acid wash bath over there ready to go?"
Who has my notebook? Who's keeping notes on this for me?
What are we using as our control group? We're putting Jerry in the placebo group again. He's always there. All right. Well, anyway, that was all interesting about Warren G.
It's
Harding.
Fascinating.
So,
yeah.
But let me tell you about a man named Paul LaRue, LaRoux. Paul LaRue.
LaRue.
Yes.
Like gravy roux.
Sure. Paul LaRue was born in Zimbabwe and pretty much orphaned. Birth certificate does not list the name of his parents. He was adopted. He was born in 72. He was adopted and raised in South Africa. And in his teen years, in the 80s, he took to computers and really enjoyed that and got into a little bit of trouble, but got out of it and became, wasn't much for formal education, but he was pretty good with computers. He created a software called, what is it, E4M, and that is encryption software that essentially allowed an entire disk to be encrypted and passed along, which would give then the person that possessed the disk plausible deniability about its contents. And, well, at the early days of the Internet and when the government started investigating things, that was pretty popular software. Well, that led to something else, which led to something else. And to make a long story short, the next thing you know, the guy is as rich and wealthy as can be, but he maintained and gained most of that wealth by turning to a life of crime and just became a crime lord living in the Philippines, right? And as most crime lords, if you watch movies, would do, they like to take out their enemies. And I'm not talking about taking out to a fine meal. Anybody who they believe crosses them, they
become a mortal enemy and pay the price with their life, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
And on one such occasion, back in, when was it, the early 2011, 2012, maybe 2013, along in there was a real estate agent that he believed had crossed him in a big deal, real estate agent in the Philippines. You ever wonder what happens to some people that leave the military? They're highly specialized as snipers or special forces, and now they're out there. Well, he hired three individuals that had decided to hang out their shingle, so to speak, in the "we can help you as hitmen" category. And those folks went over to the Philippines and for a day and a half went around looking at properties, potential properties, riding in the same van with this real estate agent. And after they had looked at the same properties, these properties for a day and a half. As they were driving back, the mood turned quickly. While one person was driving, the person in the passenger seat turned around and shot the real estate agent in the face five times.
This will be your final showing.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
We do not agree to the 6% fee.
Cut it in half. Okay, that's it. We'll cut you in half. Got it. All right. Wow. So that's pretty strong.
And the two guys were hired by the third. The third was not in the car with them. The two guys were from Kentucky. They flew to the Philippines, did the job, went back to Kentucky, and after a long investigation, they were eventually arrested and prosecuted in United States court, even though it happened in the Philippines, under the law that allows for criminal activities that are conspired and originate in the United States, even though they're committed on foreign soil. And here's why we're talking about this, because the two guys, the one guy who was the trigger man and the guy who was driving the car, were prosecuted, and the court, during the trial court, was faced with a particular dilemma. And the dilemma was, well, the guy driving made a statement when the investigation was going on, and the statement was this. Yeah, I was driving, and Smith, I think the guy's, Sammy was driving, and Smith was in the passenger seat, and Smith turned around and shot the real estate agent in the face, right? That was his statement. Now, Cal, if I was just prosecuting Samia for conspiracy,
yeah,
and he says, okay, I was in the car, I was driving, and I was there when she was shot, the other guy shot her in the face. If I'm prosecuting the driver, can I use his statement against him even though he doesn't testify? It's hearsay.
I would say if he didn't use it in open court, my first impulse would be, based on what I learned from Todd and Fred and Denise on Radio Law Talk, hearsay testimony is not admissible. It's what somebody else heard somebody else say.
That's true. Here is the exception.
Uh-oh.
If the hearsay statement was made by a party opponent, this is the United States versus Samia. So Samia is a party opponent. He's not going to testify, but it's his statement. Because it was made by him, it is admissible as an exception to the hearsay rule.
Isn't that, in effect, having him testify against him? No, it's not.
It is not. He didn't have to.
Not against himself, the other statement. Guy, right.
Yeah. Wow. So the long and short of it is, in any time that you're the subject of an investigation. That's how they get statements of DUI defendants in. We've got all this videotaped statements that they made. Well, the defendant's not going to testify, but it's still admissible because they're a party opponent at trial and it comes in against him. We're going to a break, but I want you to think about this. Sure, it's admissible against Samia, but was it also admissible against the co-defendant? The co-defendant never made that statement. And what dilemma does that raise if it's introduced? And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court had to address. And we'll talk about what they decide when we come back.
That's why those judges get the fancy building and the big money. They get to make the tough calls. And we'll find out what they did after this as we listen to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuenin. Stay tuned because the big broadcast will continue in just a little bit.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No fun. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
So we were talking about the admissibility of statements of a co-defendant made by one co-defendant against the other co-defendant. We talked about the hearsay rule that would allow the statement to be admitted against the person that said it if they were tried alone. But and I need to correct myself. I said it was Samia and Smith. It was Samia and Stillwell. So Samia was driving. Stillwell was the alleged trigger man. And the question is whether or not Samia's statement, yeah, I was driving the car, Stillwell turned around and shot her, right? And can that come in? And at the trial level, and even the Supreme Court agrees with this, the statement unaltered as it is probably cannot come in against the co-defendant because there's the confrontation clause in the Constitution that allows, that's what cross-examination is based on. You're allowed to confront your witnesses. And if a statement comes in and you can't cross-examine the person that said it, and the statement comes in against you and you have no ability to cross-examine, well, that violates the Constitution. In the past, one way
Unless you're a traffic signal, you know, camera, but that's a different thing.
Well, Cal, you're going far.
I know.
Cal got a ticket a long time ago. He thinks it's a bunch of garbage.
Go ahead, sorry.
But a statement, by the way, the reason why that wouldn't necessarily be hearsay is because a statement is a statement by a person.
Okay.
And a traffic camera is not a person.
So in this case, one guy claimed the other guy did the deed.
Yes. And so what the court said was, well, clearly, they couldn't just put a transcript of the statement up for the jury and use the deleted portion, the blank, so which would read like, yes, and blank, redacted, turned around and shot so-and-so in the face, because by context, if they had asked the guy four questions earlier, so who were you riding in the car with? I was riding in the car with Stillwell. Okay, what happened then? Then blank turned around and shot. Well, there were only three people in the car. One got a bullet. There was you. We know that statement is Stillwell, right? They can't say that. So
what corroborating evidence did they have of that?
Let me get to what they said could happen, and then we'll talk about corroborating evidence. And this is where the court... I'll tell you, when I first read this, my thought was, oh, my gosh. I don't necessarily think that I agree with this, but it is what it is now, because this is a U.S. Supreme Court decision. Because it went up, Sammy was convicted, the statement was allowed in, because the trial court said, here's what we're going to let the officer who's testifying do. Because the officer is the one saying, this is what Sammy has said, right? Investigator says... Well, rather than using Stillwell's name, we're going to let the investigator refer to Stillwell as the other guy, quote, the other guy. So the statement reads this way. So then Sammy has said the other guy turned around and shot the realtor.
Wow.
And the U.S. Supreme Court said, okay, with that fix, it doesn't violate the rights of Stillwell under the Confrontation Clause.
Now, that, to me, is cutting a pretty thin slice of cheese off the brick.
It's too much if we give them a statement with the name redacted. Because we think that by saying redacted, they're going to be able to contextually, based upon evidence, show that that was Stillwell's statement. But saying... the other guy
won't have the same net effect.
Somehow the jury is just, we can't jump through the same mental hoops to come to that conclusion.
Was he convicted? Or were they?
Oh, yeah, they were convicted. Oh. Now, I'll say this. The court went to great lengths to talk about the history of LaRue. That's why I went into it, how bad a guy he was and everything that happened here. And nobody is crying for these particular defendants. But my concern is that it appears, just from my two cents, to be a ruling that justifies the conviction of some really bad people without much thought about how this is going to play out down the road when people have statements brought in against them and they're not really bad people and there are significant questions about whether or not they were actually involved.
So the rights of the defendants we don't cry for could compromise the right of every subsequent defendant, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Cases. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's a stunning thing.
But look, at first blush, it was like, oh my. By the way, thank you. Cal held up the sign 30 seconds. I said, really?
Eventually. I didn't say when, to be fair.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But I get the problem that the prosecution faces as well, because this is a conspiracy case. If you're trying two co-defendants at the same time and you have an admission without some way to get in the statement, you'd be hard-pressed to find any scenario where you'd ever be able to introduce a statement if you're trying two people at the same time with one jury. You would never be able to bring in a confession in a conspiracy case.
Had they recorded that, the reason I brought up traffic camera facetiously was, had they recorded that statement, could they play the statement of the other guy on video and therefore firmly establish who said it and when?
Well, they could have. The problem is you run into the same problem. This is Samia's statement that the jury By the way, there was another instruction. The jury was instructed. This is the don't pay attention to the elephant in the room.
Right.
The jury was instructed. By the way, that statement you heard from Samia, you should not use in your deliberations against Stilwell.
Or whatever.
You should only use them in deliberations against Samia. Like the that's like saying you should only swim in the chlorine section of the pool. There's a non-chlorinated section of the same pool. You are to stay out of that section.
Ignore your pants on fire.
Yes. Right. And you know, I looked at this and I thought, okay, the other problem that I had with is that the Supreme Court talked about the need to be able to present this kind of evidence for purposes of judicial convenience and prosecutorial convenience, because, boy, it would just be too much if we had to bring in separate juries. One jury hears one evidence against one person, and then another jury hears, or if we had to do separate trials. But my thought here is, you know, this is a basic fundamental right. We send people to die for that. And you're telling me that impaneling two juries is too much?
It's not about their convenience. It's about the rights of the accused and the victim, mostly the accused in the case. This is confusing to me.
That's true. And for my two cents, I look at it and I say, look, the ball's in the prosecution's court.
Prove your case.
If the prosecution chooses to run two trials at the same time as opposed to trying the defendant separately, if the prosecution chooses, then they run the risk of not having being able to present certain evidence in a conspiracy case against one person and not the other. And if you don't want that, it's not like we don't have the money, folks. There is a large budget on the Fed. This is a federal prosecution. There's a lot of money on the federal level. And if you want to prosecute a case like this,
and they've got a lot of free COVID money lying around in a bucket.
If you want to prosecute a case like this, then you're going to have to do separate trials, because the one statement shouldn't be considered by the jury or even presented to the jury against the other. But that's what we're dealing with now. Now, really quickly, I talked about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
All right. And the reason I talked about LaRue as the henchman that, or the crime lord that hired these guys, it is widely believed the person that came up with Bitcoin is a person who's never been identified in real life named Satoshi. And it is widely believed that LaRue is Satoshi, and he's the one that created Bitcoin. It would certainly fit along with his criminal dealings of being able to make money transfers that are basically difficult to easy to launder, but he's the one who came up with it. And the reason they say that was when LaRue was finally caught and dropped off the map, that's the same time people stopped hearing from Satoshi.
Wow.
And it is definitely something that would have been within his realm of capability to create.
So what became of LaRue? Is he still around? What's the deal?
He was finally sentenced after working as an informant for the government for several years. And that's our first hour of Radio Law Talk, folks. When we come back, we got another case or no case, so we're going to get into the Rust case and Kevin Spacey and a bunch of other stuff. Don't go away.
You don't want to miss a minute of Radio Law Talk, and it continues at 6 minutes after the next hour on this great local radio station, and always for free on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll continue with the big broadcast at 6 after. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.